Welcome to Chip Health with Dr. Hans Diehl. On today's broadcast, we'll discover effective ways to be healthy by choice and not by chance. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at the Complete Health Improvement programs offered across the country and around the world. The results are proven. The benefits, priceless. I'm your Chip Health host, Charles Mills. There's a line in almost every spy movie or book ever written. Somewhere in the story, the protagonist hears someone say to him or her, "Trust no one." Of course, you got to ask, do you trust the person who says, "Trust no one"? There's a problem with that concept. In order to survive in this world, in order to live life to its fullest, you've got to learn to trust. So the question isn't if you should trust, it's something much more fundamental. Dr. Diehl, my listeners and I spend time with you each week on this station. We hear your words of wisdom and motivation. In order for us to learn the proper ways to build health, I have to ask, why should we trust you?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're putting me on the spot there, aren't you? Why should you trust me? Why do I trust my wife? Well, it's based on experience that we have shared together. It sort of makes sense.
Yes.
You know, it adds up. There is goodwill that is being experienced. That's sort of number one. It makes sense. Number two, let's think about this. Well, when it comes to trust, there is evidence that is supporting that it's worthwhile and worth the risk of trusting someone. You know, we talked about experience before.
Yes.
The evidence is there. In my case, when I provide some suggestions for healthier lifestyles, as the diabetes begins to disarm itself, as a diabetes medication has to be reduced, as a blood pressure medication has to be reduced, you know, this is then evidence that is supporting that what I say is perhaps trustworthy.
Very good, very good.
So first we have perhaps it does make sense. Number two, there's evidence there that supports what we stand for. And maybe sometimes we should also maybe point out that you can trust, I hope you can trust me, because the information that I give is usually wrapped in loving concerns. I'm not here to play a power trip and show you that I have all the wisdom and I know all the answers and you better do what I say. No. What I help people to understand is that here are some concepts. Take a look at them. I deeply care about you. People always say to me when they see me on television or some DVD, they say, there's a certain sincerity that we pick up.
Yes,
it seems that you are just talking to me. Okay. So this is not a power trip, but rather you can trust me, I believe, because I am sincerely committed to helping you. And number four, perhaps, one of the most important points, I think, is that when I provide you with information, I allow you to make a choice. I give you freedom to choose. It is not, you have to be vegetarian, but rather, you know, there are lots of problems with American diet that is very high in animal products. There's a lot of problems that affect our climate. There are lots of problems that affect our ecology. You know, that affects our health. But you will not really hear me say, you got to become a vegetarian. You become a vegan. No, I usually say, get on the bus. Get on the bus. You know, less is more. You know, cut away from the animal products. Everybody knows that. Everybody says that. And so I'm trying to lead you through to a progression of steps where you are in charge. You make the decision. I'm not telling you from as of today, no more sugar. White sugar is bad for you. You know, you shouldn't have 42 teaspoons of sugar a day that most people have. No. I say, you know, there's some dangers here. It's an empty calorie. It doesn't help you with your weight. How about beginning to maybe take some more fruits in and replace the white sugar that we have, right? These are the kind of things. I don't tell people, you know, we take 10 times more salt than we need. The sodium, the salt, is very dangerous when it comes to high blood pressure. But I say, you know, here are some very interesting research findings. The data is very, very convincing that if we can reduce our sodium and salt intake, we might much have to worry about our blood pressure, our hypertension. And so I try to provide people with an opportunity to make choices, to look at the evidence and to say, yes, I want to do this. I want to respect you as a listener in that I'm giving you the choice to make the decision of what is best for you under your circumstances and where you are at right now. And I think that sort of trust that also perhaps comes to us from the divine.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes, yes.
God is not a God that says, as of today, I am this celestial accountant. You have done something wrong again. There you go. No, you know, it's over. No, yeah. God says, look, I know who you are. Mm-hmm. I know that you make many commitments to me. I know you make many promises, but many times, like with all of us, they're just like ropes of sand.
Yes.
But I'm here. I'm here to help you. I have big plans for you. You can trust me. I'm not forcing you. I'm a gentleman. I'm knocking on the door, right?
Yes. Well, you have given us right there four extremely important pieces of information, Dr. Deal. And listener, this is about trust. Our program today is called Whom Do You Trust? And the idea here is that we look out at the world and we see so many products out there. We hear so many voices coming to us. We see so much on television and hear so much on the radio about what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. And Dr. Deal, you just outlined four perfect guidelines for us to follow. Number one, it has to make sense. And listener, if you have any intelligence at all, you know that a lot of what you hear out there doesn't make sense. It just is off the wall. It doesn't make sense at all. So it has to make sense. From some standpoint, it has to make sense. And then Dr. Deal, you said that there is evidence, scientific evidence to follow it up. Not someone who just says, you know, this is going to work for you. There has to be evidence. There has to be scientific studies that show this is what happens. That's why we love T. Colin Campbell. That's why we love Esselstyn. That's why we love Hans Deal. These gentlemen come to us with evidence, overwhelming evidence about what they're saying. And number three, they all care about people. I know Dr. Deal, and I know he cares about people a great deal. And what he says in love. So if someone says to you in love something, you might want to listen to it a little more closely. And then finally, Dr. Deal, your last advice there, so important. Trust gives freedom. Trust gives choices. Trust does not give demands or make demands. Trust gives freedom. And those are four very important guidelines for us to follow as we have a trust issue with anything or anybody, especially with God. Are these reflective of God, Dr. Deal, in your life? Have you found them to be so?
Yes, it certainly is true. You know, trust is probably something like a bank account.
Hmm.
You know, if you build it up through daily deposits,
yes,
it's there when you need it.
Yes.
For an emergency, right?
Yes.
And I think somehow that's how it is also with God. You have to have an encounter with God. You have to make deposits. You have to spend time. You have to somehow get to know God well enough so that you know that he is trustworthy for present and future well-being.
Hmm. We have discovered through the years, and you have talked about it on this program, that how we live our lives, our lifestyle, has tremendous impact on our health and well-being. What we think, what we eat, where we go, how we interact with people. Dr. Deal, we're talking about trust as a foundation to change a lifestyle. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, you know, we're really talking about a way of life,
yes.
Which includes all, you know, that we are, all that we do. It involves all of our hopes and aspirations. It involves all the moments of our lives. Mm-hmm. It's a way of life, and that way of life is built on a platform. Mm-hmm. It's built on a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that platform can be self-seeking. Mm-hmm. You know, everything that helps me to move me forward, that's great. I'm going to do it. You know, it's one platform where you are in charge, where you are the center of the universe, and everything has to come sort of to you. You are calling the shots. You are the most important person. Or you have another platform, and that says, you know, I'm just one of many, many human beings. Mm-hmm. And for me, there's a God who cares. I can hold his hand. I've learned to trust him. He has no evil intentions mm-hmm. towards me. Yeah. He's there. He's providing me with peace and a sense of well-being. And I don't have to be the number one. I am here to live for his glory. I'm here to make life easier for other people. I'm here to dispense the milk of human kindness. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a totally different, either I'm a giver or I'm a taker.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I have learned that when I am more involved in being a giver, and I practice that, it becomes more and more part of me because I belong to someone greater than myself. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, it becomes a way of life, and it's a very peaceful, it's a joyful experience.
And it's a healing experience. That's the thing. It heals us. It heals many of our ills. It steers us away from the chronic diseases that we are battling. And also, if we trust God, if we trust the Creator, if we turn to God for guidance, the information that you give week after week on this program, Dr. Yule, came from someplace, and it came from an amazing 7-day stretch of time at the beginning of time when God created this world. God put in place the very principles you talk about each week on this program. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, I was up in the mountains this last weekend at a special retreat, mm-hmm. and I looked at the clear night sky, mm-hmm. and I saw the world above, the galaxies, and I was reminded. I said to my wife, do you realize that in this galaxy alone, in this Milky Way here, they estimate there are about 100 billion stars. Mm-hmm. She looked at me and said, billion. I said, honey, 100 billion. So in just what we can see here. And they estimate there are probably 100 billion galaxies out there. Mm-hmm. So that's the macro view, right?
Yes.
Now let's take a micro view. Now let's look at the human body. Let's look at one of these 100 trillion cells that make up our bodies and mm-hmm. how they all interact and create systems, organs, and they're all interrelated. And how we think and how we feel can have an effect on the whole body. I stand back in awe and I say, you mean this sort of all evolved? I mean, you can give me millions and millions and millions of years. This would never happen by chance.
Yeah.
It cannot. Yeah. I mean, it's just like you're throwing a bomb on a print shop and then out comes a dictionary. You know what I mean? Really?
Not
I mean,
going to happen. Not going to happen.
Well, if you just do it often enough, that's what we're told. Yeah. If you do it often enough, one of these times it will hit you right. No, 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 no. Listen, I'm wearing a watch here, mm-hmm. and I know there's a watchmaker there.
Yes, yes.
You know? Yeah. And these are just a few parts. And when I look at the body, there are, 100 trillion cells and marvelously, fearfully made. So, I mean, based on the evidence, I mean, that's what we said earlier,
yeah.
You probably can develop trust, not only because it makes sense, it is an integrated type of a thing that all comes together very well, a holistic kind of a concept. But number two, there's also, we're talking about the evidence
yeah.
that is supporting the risk mm. of trusting someone, right?
Mm,
and so in my life, you know, I respect people that perhaps come to different conclusions, obviously. But, you know, in my life, I have found that that sense of God, that spirituality, that's a real platform for me to stay on. And I feel so grateful that somehow someone introduced me to these concepts and I've been able to, in my own way, to grow and to move forward and to have my family with me in that pursuit and to have a spiritual family surrounding that
mm.
where I can actually pursue this trust relationship on a weekly basis.
Well, we're going to learn more about your journey, Dr. Deal, and also how we can learn to trust what God has done for us. We don't have to believe in God to trust his principles. That's a loving God right there. We don't have to believe in God, but we need to trust his principles. And we'll learn more about those principles and Dr. Deal's journey in just a minute. So stay right where you are. Consider yourself competitive or argumentative? Be careful. you may be at greater risk for heart disease. In a recent study, couples rated their spouses on an antagonism scale. Those who were more inclined to be suspicious of others, competitive, or argumentative showed increased levels of calcium in their arteries, a marker of plaque buildup. This sets in motion the possibility of a heart attack or stroke. So chill out. Your heart and your spouse will thank you.
Concerned about those extra pounds, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, depression, and heart disease? I'm Dr. Hans Dehl, inviting you to join the people in the know and enroll in the next CHIP program in your area. It can make all the difference.
For more information about the Complete Health Improvement Program and to transform CHIP's proven results into priceless benefits for you and your family, visit chiphealth.org. In his book, Could It Be This Simple?, Christian psychiatrist Dr. Timothy Jennings writes, "As we recognize the relationship between body and mind, we should also remember the importance of healthy living. A healthy lifestyle directly affects our mental state because the healthier our body, the healthier and more efficient our mind. God wants his people to have the healthiest minds possible, but achieving this requires the healthiest bodies possible." For more insights, visit commonreason.com. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. Hans Dehl. He is the founder of the Complete Health Improvement Program, and he's very much involved in its outreach. And he wants to invite you also, as I do, to that website, www.chiphealth.org, to enjoy the proven results and priceless benefits waiting for you by learning to trust in something. Now, Dr. Dehl, in the closing moments of our program here, the time we have left, how did you learn to trust what you tell us? How did you learn to trust enough to create a complete health improvement program with your life?
Let me be maybe very personable today. And that is, I think there are some open doors. The doors that were open to me that are still bewildering to me. And I cannot explain them on a human level, I have to say. There is a power, there's a providence, there's open doors. I mean, just let me go back to my childhood. Yes. I grew up in Germany after World War II. There was nothing there, six children in the family, coming from a very humble background. There I am a member of the Lutheran Church. People are very good to me. They're helping us. And then I begin to learn a little different concept about God from an Adventist minister. And I open my mind to that. I begin to look at the Bible with wider open eyes, and I begin to fall in love with this kind of a God. So the next thing that happened is that I have now access to a global spiritual community, and one of my friends that had migrated to Canada called me up and said, "Hans, you ought to go to Canada. This is the economic giant of tomorrow. Wide open spaces here. Economic resources are tremendous." So I come to Canada. I'd finished a training program in Germany, 3 years as a young executive, and I was trained to sell and to work as a merchant, as a business person for a large company that sells coffee grinders and coffee machines and mixers and so on. And so I come to Canada and I work for their branch office there, selling coffee grinders, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm becoming more and more familiar with the Adventist worldview, and I become more aware that you can become anything you want to become in life if you have a purpose and you pursue education. Education is a ladder to get you anywhere you want to go. So, you know, I didn't have very many resources, but I began to sense a God that had claims on me. And instead of selling coffee grinders, I decided, you know, I can become anything I want to become. I can sell the milk of human kindness. Maybe I should go into medicine to help people. So I had no money. So what happens? I go to the nickel mines of northern Canada, and I work there at minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit in the mine, 11 months snow, 1 month summer, and I begin to learn English there. And, of course, I begin to understand that most of the miners, they don't speak really English. They speak profane.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so I begin to look up in my dictionary. I'm learning English, right? And I cannot find these words. And
what does that mean? Realize,
maybe I better not use that word too often, you know. So then ultimately I earn money. God opened the doors there. I come to Loma Linda University, a wonderful place, a huge medical school. I have made my pre-med, and then I meet with the dean of the School of Public Health, a very erudite, a very scholarly, a very loving man. And he says to me, Hans, we've just opened up a new program here at the School of Public Health called the Doctor of Health Science. You know, you are interested in selling. You're interested in education, in teaching. Why do you want to settle for medicine, which is largely a one-to-one relationship? Mm-hmm. Why don't you get into public health? We have a program called the Doctor in Health Science where we teach the basics of medicine, but we also teach then the importance of lifestyle medicine. Mm-hmm. It's a four-year program. Come and join us here. Give it some thought. God opened the doors. Mm-hmm. I go through the doors, and I come out of the doors. I'm a new man. I have found my niche, and then God opens up another door, and this time it's a man by the name of Nathan Pritikin that invites me to come and join the Pritikin Longevity Center, which was at the forefront of creating this health revolution, wellness revolution, right? Showing that diet is the most important part to affect our body that can not only prevent but also reverse disease. So God, the providence is there, opening up another door. And then after a while, I begin to realize, I said, this program is largely for people that can afford it. It's an excellent program, but it's not a cheap program. It's worth it, obviously, but people fly in with their personal jets sometimes. And, I'm coming from a humble background. I need to take this to my people. And so then through various circumstances, I begin to realize that if I really want to help people to make lifestyle changes, I need to develop a program where I come actually to them. I come into the community and I change the community. We open up restaurants, not that we own, but we work with restaurants and we let them have healthy menus there, social support structures. And, it's one miracle after another, and I begin to trust more and trust more and trust more. I'm beginning to hold on to that hand that is extended towards me. I end up in India. I do a CHIP program in India. 1,000 millionaires come. They said, that's what we need. Wow. We have lived the American dream of eating and living like Americans, and we die like Americans. We need to do something about this. And I began to realize that somehow I need to have another approach. And God opens the door and says, have you thought of maybe putting this on video? Have you thought of extending yourself through the video means? And, today there are some 400 chapters trained to open communities to a healthier lifestyle, the CHIP program, the Complete Health Improvement Program. And then the very last step happened last year. I'm 65. It's retirement. And I think, what happens to my CHIP baby? I nurtured it for 25 years. Lovely wife. She has supported me. Lovely kids have always stood behind me. This was not a life program for riches, but the richness of joy, the richness of knowing we have done something that has made a difference in people's lives. Cholesterol numbers come down. Blood pressure medications are no longer needed. Diabetes being turned off. Heart disease being reversed. All these kind of things. And writing scientific reports, getting close to 30 scientific publications published with the help of many, many wonderful colleagues. And then comes, I'm 65 years of age, retirement, my baby, what am I going to do? It's going to die. Who's going to take care of it? And then a company comes to me from a large company from Australia, a company called Sanitarium. They stand for health, sanitas, meaning health. And they said, would you be interested in working with us? Mm-hmm. And they acquire my program. They have the same values. And I know I can trust them. And I put all my trust into this company. And now they have developed brand new videos, brand new books that are going to be released. And we are now in a new phase. And I'm 66 years of age. And I say, Lord, I can trust you. Oh. Let me hang on to your hand. And that's the important part. Who holds your hand? Mm. on what platform are you building your life? Is it about taking or is it about giving? And as we begin to live, we begin to realize to live is to give, mm-hmm. and to give is to live. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity of working with you too these many, many years now, Charles, and to have people out there that have become my friends. And I wish all of you the very, very, very best. And we're looking forward to many, many, many more years together as we trust that it's built on. It makes sense, mm-hmm. number one. Mm-hmm. It's evidence-based. Mm-hmm. It's not just spouting off some ideas, but the science is there. And number three, we wrap this information into a loving package. We care. Mm-hmm. We're sincere about it. And number four, we allow you to make the choice. You are in charge. We respect you. You have the freedom to do what you want to do. But we hope and pray that you will take seriously our suggestion. Look for the deeper issues in life. Spend some time. Look at a good book. Listen to some good music. Mm-hmm. Spend some more time with those entrusted to you, loving people. And maybe open those sacred pages. Mm-hmm. And maybe you too, like I did, feel very fortunate you found a sense of spirituality that puts you on a different platform, that gives you joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness, and even helps you with self-control, a way of healing, a way of life. Mm.
I love that story, Dr. Deal. Every time I hear you tell pieces of it, my heart sings, and it brings tears to my eyes to realize how God has used the CHIP program to not only save lives, but also to bring meaning to yours. This is God's work. This is God's movement. You have been there. You have been partnering with God, and you have used that evidence and that love and that freedom, and you have made sense to a lot of people, 50,000 graduates so far and climbing to the Complete Health Improvement Program. And listener, if you would like to learn more about Dr. Deal's baby, his life work, as well as the work as it continues with these new owners here, I invite you to stop by the website www.chiphealth.org to find the resources that Dr. Deal has made available to you. This is a lifetime of work. This is a lifetime of learning. This is a lifetime of evidence that Dr. Deal is making available to you at his website in book form, in DVD form, and in program form. It might be that the CHIP program is coming to your area. There are many, many chapters of it. And the website will give you the insight and give you the information that you need to know if a CHIP coming to your area. That's at www.chiphealth.org. And I want to personally thank you, Dr. Deal, from the bottom of my heart, and I know from the bottom of a lot of hearts listening to this program, how much we have appreciated the love that you have shown to us as you have guided us for these many years in the road to better health. You are our friend. We have felt the love from you, and we appreciate it. And I want to say thank you, Dr. Deal, for all you have done for all of us. Until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with my good friend, Dr. Hans Deal, inviting you to begin enjoying health by choice, not by chance. Goodbye, everyone.